Gotta love that song, all right? Love that part. All right, guys, this is how to truckdriver101.com. Today I'm going to talk about pay. Pay is important, but pay revolves around how busy you are. A lot of people will say, well, if I get a lot of money per mile, then I'm going to do what? If you don't have consistent freight, you're either going to spend time away from home not doing anything, or you're going to spend time on the road making money. Now, a lot of people think, well, can you say it take 12 cents a mile? Nope. But 9 times out of 10, most companies go from 25 cents when you start all the way up to 30 cents. That's pretty much the way it goes. But you will find that if you're on an important account, then your money per mile will be a lot more. When I first started with Warner Enterprises, my money per mile was supposed to be 25 cents. Because I started on a dedicated account, again, I ended up at 30 cents. When I got on an even better dedicated account, I was making 32 cents. The better dedicated account I got on was General Mills. General Mills went from my state home in Michigan to almost, on average, 1,000 miles away to deliver. When I started training on that account, I was making 4,000 to 5,000 miles with a student. See what I mean? Now, let's hypothetically look at this and understand what the most important part was. They had freight in my area and they needed people at the time. That was the number one important part. The next important part was they also had long runs and consistent runs also in my area, which meant I didn't have to worry about going home. If you don't look out for those things first, how much you get paid will be irrelevant. In other words, if the company doesn't make any miles, I don't care if you make a dollar a mile, because it won't make any difference. You're not going to make the money that you need to live, or you're going to spend all your time on the road doing what everyone else wants you to do and not what you want to do. That is something that most people need to understand. See, there are companies that will call me when I hear I got 6 years experience now. And they'll hear it, and I don't have any accidents or any majors or anything like that. And they'll say, okay, we'll give you 45 cents a mile. That sounds incredible, right? But I can guarantee you, from talking to drivers who fell for the 45 cent a mile, a lot of times they're not giving any miles. So I might as well, and again, I'm one of those people, I'm sorry. If I'm on the road, I don't want to sit on the road. I don't want to sit at the truck stop. I don't want to, you know, no offense to all my trucking fans out there, but I don't want to sit in the truck stop and sit around and watch TV. I'm not out there for that. When I go out on the road, I'm there to make money. You know, I want to be running. When I do my run now for Falcon Transport, man, I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I literally leave Canada in about 2 hours, and I'm on 75 going south immediately. And ain't stopping till the wheels fall off. You know, I mean, I go. And the thing about it is, it's not wasting my time, because either I'm on the road going or I'm coming back. But either way, I am not wasting my time. I find that when you fall for the money first and the freight second and the runs second, you end up, and not understanding the consistency of it, you end up sitting. Because a lot of people think, well, you'll work less. I'm sorry, one, I don't consider truck driving work. I don't consider truck driving work. Sorry, when your job is the biggest problem in your job is to stay awake, it's not work. That's not work. You know, you need to go play in the factory for a while, work 14 hours a day, lift steel plates until your arm's about to fall off, and that's work. Right, what we do now, that's not work. That's just you sitting on your butt talks. Right, you just got to find the right run. You know, I know guys who run from where I work to Chicago and run back, and that's it. And that's pretty good. But a lot of those dudes are retired guys. They don't need big money no more. And when they ain't got consistent, this not some of those short runs are not consistent runs. So if they end up in a situation where they don't have any freight, or hey guys, sorry, you know, things are slow, you know what, he's got retirement, he don't give a damn. Right, but 9 out of 10, none of you are retired, are you? Right, and he's making $1 per mile, and yeah, he works a little less, but at the end of the day, do you want consistency of miles? Do you want to get freight that goes home every night, and do you want to be on the road making money? If you're at the younger end of the scale, you might look at more money and say that that's a big deal, but the real big deal is how much money you're actually going to get. And that is what you need to focus on. And consistency in miles and consistent work, that is the most important part. Where the miles are, do they go back to your home area? The run I'm on now goes back to my home area. That is like one of the most important things, because if you want to go home and you want to get good consistent freight, that's how you do it. If you sit around falling for the 45 cent a mile and you haven't checked out what the consistent freight is, what companies they go to, and how many miles you're gonna get every single week, and the consistency of these miles, you'll fail. You'll fail. And again, I've been on the road. When I used to work for Home Depot, I used to sit out there making 30 something cent a mile and would sit out there and be stuck somewhere. I've been stuck in California for 3 days. There's no way. Been stuck in down south for 3 days. Same thing, Home Depot. I got so sick of Home Depot because constantly, I was waiting on Home Depot to pick it up and let's go. And Home Depot was constantly inconsistent. And this is the problem people don't understand. Then I went to a lesser account. I go back to one of my cheaper accounts. I made like 20 something, like I want to say 29 cent a mile going across the border. I made more money there because it was consistent. I was consistently making money. I was consistently making five, six, $700 a week. And again, I was running out and I was running back because there's a Home Depot warehouse close to my house. I was running back and boom, go home. I would take run out and run back over run, sit, run, sit, run, sit. A lot of times when these companies give you this big money, it's because of a con or danger. Like, again, bomb drivers, guys who haul fuel trucks. They guys they get paid a lot of money because they get a percentage of what fuel costs and the cost of hauling it. But, you know, but do you understand that you are hauling a bomb? Yeah, you might go home every night, whoop-de-doo, but you're hauling a bomb, right? Somebody runs into the back. I live in Michigan. We had two people have people run into the back of their trucks that haul fuel, and the thing explode. One driver was killed in the one of them, and then another guy got out just in time. And I'm sure he was a little singed. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care how much they pay you. You know, when you die, doesn't really help to make a lot of money. So, 9 times out of 10, look, in the trucking industry, 9 times out of 10, more money is a bit suspicious, unless it's consistent, heavy freight that's coming in your area, because that's what you're looking for. I guarantee you, I don't care what you make per mile, you will almost never go wrong if you focus on that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not being ridiculous saying that, you know, make a 2 cent a mile. No. I'm just, because most people are making from 25 starting out till 30 some cent, till your 40s as you get more experienced. That's where most people are. And when you hear, occasionally when I hear somebody say, man, I don't do this unless I do this, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, I've seen guys who make some of that money and it sucks. It's either a lot more stress or it's dangerous. Don't get me wrong, some people, they won't mind hauling a bomb. Some people don't mind car hauling where you up on there, you might slip and fall off and die in the middle of nowhere. Some people don't care, right? But if that's what you want to do, do it. But when I was discussing it, that's what I was referring to, is the idea that you have to look at the freight first, what you're doing, and how much of it is consistent freight. Because then when they tell you 25 cent a mile, and it's a lot of miles, or usually when they say 25 cent, it's not, it's starting out. It's usually not the end all be all. And at the end of the day, I don't know why people have such a problem with earning their way up. I started out crossing the border for 20 something cent a mile. Then I got to 30 cent. Then I got 32 cent. Then I got 33 cent. Woo! Technically, I took a pay cut coming here. Technically, because I only make, I think, 29 cent working for the company I work for now. But it's more consistent freight. And every time I go out, I come back home. When I go drop in the south where I drop at, in the little factory I drop in, once I let my load out, I'm done. Boom, that's the end of that load. Call them up on the phone. Hey, I'm done. Going back home. And I'm back. And then before you know it, you get your 2, 3 days off. You're nice, rested, and everything's consistent. I mean, I never. I can't really explain it unless you've been in this game a long, long time to deal with massive inconsistency, like when I used to be at Home Depot, because it was just crazy. It's just weird when you go somewhere and they say, "Sorry, that load's not really due. It was due, 6 months ago. Then we rescheduled it, but they screwed up on the rescheduling. I'm so sorry. You're gonna have to wait." And you go to the truck stop and you get the joy of sitting for 3 days. When I leave my house, I want to get paid. Period. Period. So, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying take small miles for a long time. I've always said my plan for everybody out there, and I want people to understand this. My biggest plan has always been this. And I give everybody a strategy. Find a company that is in your area with a lot of trucks in your area. Talk to the drivers. Make sure they got freight in your area. Get a dedicated account. Or at least find two or three factories in your area with consistent deliveries and shipping out of there. So that way, when you get that run, you know if they got 50 trucks a day in and 50 trucks a day out, you can be number 51. But if you do like so many people do, go to these companies that you don't know where they hauling, you'll end up in La La Land. You'll end up in suffering. You'll end up saying, "Ooh, I'm making all this money per mile," and you ain't getting the consistency out of it. Don't believe me, dude. One of the biggest examples of getting paid a lot of money but getting screwed is lease purchase programs. Tons of drivers get screwed because all they see is a dollar something per mile, and they forget, "I gotta buy fuel. It's $4." I gotta buy tires. This is my truck. I gotta make sure they give me consistent miles. If you don't check out consistent miles and everything else, what does that mean to a lease owner operator? But they're making a dollar a mile. Doesn't mean anything. Well, you work less, but you got a big bill to pay. Right? And like I said too, when you leave home, you want to make money. Nobody leaves home and says, "I want to sit at the truck stop and kick it with the homies." Nobody does. Nobody wants to go to the truck stop and play around and, "Ooh, how you doing, Jim?" Yeah. So that's all I really wanted to say about that. So believe me, focus on the consistency of freight, the volume of freight. Do they have freight in your area? Focus on that. If they don't have freight in your area, don't go with them. I don't care if they're paying you $1 million a mile. Nah, if they're paying you $1 million a mile, go with No, but just use common sense. But I'm telling you, the most important thing is freight in your area, and that is the most important thing. A lot of people sit and talk about how you'll run less, but I'm sorry. One, I don't consider trucking a hard job, and two, I don't go out to sit on my ass. I want to move. I would rather take 29 cent or 28 cent to drive from California to New York and then drive back. Then I would take,50 a dollar a mile to run 100 inconsistent miles. And yet, so I know people are like, "Oh, it's not always either or," but it tends to be because these companies work these things out. They already know what they make on each run. And 9 times out of 10, if you were this company, would you offer somebody a dollar a mile unless there was either some inconsistency, some danger doing the run, or it was a high stress situation? 9 times out of 10, everyone I've seen when they make some money like that, it's always one of those three. And that's fine if you're willing to take that risk, but 9 times out of 10, if you're just starting out, you don't want to deal with a lot of stress. You don't want to deal with a lot of BS. And You want to really focus on, again, getting your experience, not having accidents, learning how to drive that truck, and making sure that the companies you apply for, whether it's Werner, CR England, Swift Transport, whoever, that they have consistent miles. That is the most important thing. Because if you start out with that base, you at least gonna have a check, and if things aren't working out, you can move on. If you go to a company because they pay 45 cents a mile, and you find out very quickly that the drivers are averaging 1,000 miles to 1,200, and I'm telling you, when you it sounds like when I say 1,200 miles, you're thinking about it, you're hearing it, you're going, oh, well, this sounds like less work. Yeah, but the part they're not telling you is that means when they send you to California, you know what I mean? Like, in other words, let me put it this way. A lot of these companies might say, all right, we give you 2,000 miles. All right, go to California. Okay, yeah, but you're only getting so many miles, per week. So that means when you get to California, you're about to wait on your next load. Don't get me wrong, California makes you wait anyway, on consistency. But you start to get what I'm saying, that it's really about the consistency of freight. Gotta have that freight. Gotta have that consistency. Gotta have freight in your area so you can get home. So you can take care of those, that holy trinity there, consistency, miles, and freight in your area. Because without those three things, I don't care how much you get paid, it will not be worth it. Even if you're getting those big checks and you're never home, what are you getting them for? All right, guys. Now, the other thing I wanted to touch on recently is I want to talk about CSA. They sell the books for the CSA and the truck stops. Now, this is something that I always talk about with companies that, especially companies with brand new trucks, they tend to always want to fix things on warranty. You need to be consistent with getting things fixed for your truck and not taking no for an answer. Because nowadays with CSA, it ain't worth it. It's too many points on your license, it's too much crap. And these companies are starting to consider whether they're going to hire you based on it. You need to be focused on getting your truck properly fixed. If you're not getting your truck fixed, you're not taking care of business. That's part of your job. These companies don't want to fix this truck, and it becomes a consistent problem. You might need to move. And that's something else too, man. We no longer live in a world where you work for one company for 27 years. That day is gone. If a company doesn't do the right thing, it will cost you money and your career in the long run. Don't do that to yourself. It's not worth it. So, and you also gonna find out a lot of those repair issues. A lot of people who tell me, "Oh, my company won't repair my truck." You need to get on the account. That's why I always talk about starting out with an account that's important, like a dedicated account, because the more important the account, the more your truck is going to be a priority. I can tell you now, a company is going to look at an over-the-road truck with a problem, yeah, a little bit. Whereas if you were, say, working for Werner Enterprises and you're hauling Family Dollar, well, they're going to get you fixed consistently, perfectly, no matter what. They want to make sure that truck is running excellent. Because if they don't, they make Family Dollar mad, and then they lose millions of dollars. Right? Not worth a bad headlight or some situations. But again, this is again one of the other benefits of choosing that good account, making sure you go on an account with the right stuff, the right that good miles, that good that you're going to get taken care of better. Because you got to understand, dedicated accounts, that's a contract, and they're making millions of dollars. And when these guys want certain drivers, like Family Dollar does, they do it for a lot of reasons, because they have the unloading. And for those who don't know out there, it's really tough to unload a Family Dollar, and it's also it's tight backing up. So again, if they bring in a lot of rookies, they end up with damaged stuff. It's the same way when I used to work for Precision Motor Transport. They didn't want any rookies. They would, they used to tell the company all the time, "We don't want a lot of rookies in here," because one time they started hiring rookies, and sure enough, one of the rookies crashed into a giant line of BMWs. They literally have a picture of it on the wall as like a warning, because that was pretty much almost every. They were pretty much almost, you guys gotta go. So But that's how important an account can be. It can make and break it can really make and break your career in some situations, as far as make sure you don't have issues with getting your truck fixed. Because that really matters now, which I think is hilarious, because you don't choose whether the company can repair the truck. You have no choice. You if they say they're not gonna pay for that light, you got to decide whether you're gonna do it out of your pocket. But I can tell you now, if I was working Family Dollar, a Walmart, and I'm making some really decent change, I might not mind. I might make that sacrifice. However, if I'm working out of one of the other accounts, man, I don't think so. I don't think I mean, back when I used to cross the border, I wasn't making much money, but still, I was dedicated, so I still got taken care of. But that's it, guys. So I'm gonna leave it right there. About 21 minute, 20 something minute podcast, but take these things with you. Hopefully I'm as clear as I try to be. But that's just those three things, man. Pay attention to consistency of freight, whether they have freight in your area so you can get home, and how important that account is to that company. And also making sure you got the miles, that you're getting some good consistent miles, because you don't just want freight that goes 5 feet. You want freight that goes good miles back and forth. Don't get me wrong, how much you get paid is important, but it's not as important as good consistent miles. Guys, that's how to truckdriver101.com, and that's Big Ken, and I am done. Peace.